the music industry, when it comes to rap music, they had 50 Cent and Kanye West fighting over record sales. And nobody really cared about that in rap music until people made it a thing. We started being like, oh, man, if you're not making $500 million, your movie must be kind of mid. That goes broader than comic book movies, obviously. But we've kind of done that to ourselves, I guess, over the years. Just because you don't make $700 million doesn't mean it couldn't be the spark of something that's incredible. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, which did do really well, but it was a spark of something that carried on for a little while, you know?
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Will Superman 2025 make over or under $700 million? Now, here's something, you know, if you're not an extreme movie nerd like I am, some people view, you know, these, especially these big blockbuster movies, that if it doesn't make $1 billion, it's a complete failure. That is BS. Unless they just spend an astronomical amount of money. I don't know exactly how much they've spent on this film, but I would say that it's probably fair to be in that 100 to 150 million range, somewhere in that ballpark, maybe. And that's not including marketing and other things like that. If they make, I would say $500-600 million for this movie, that would be a very big win, in my opinion, for the new DCU. The biggest question, though, or in my mind at least, is you take a look at movies like The Flash, Blue Beetle, some of the recent DCEU releases, and it really showed me and the rest of the world that audiences are kind of over DC at this point. You know, they've, as a general audience, didn't like the DCEU. What do you guys think? Dooley's, we'll let you start off. Do you think that the Superman 2025 film will make over or under $700 million?
Ooh, that's a good question.
With the DCEU, though, I did want to touch on that. Those movies didn't make a lot of money because Warner Brothers clearly stated they were done with the DCU EU and that they were restarting it. So like they killed their own franchise. Like they didn't wait until all those movies had released and people had gone to see them to be like, hey, so now we're going to actually restart and reboot the entire thing. They let everyone know ahead of time that like it was done. So people just stopped investing because what's the point of going to the theaters to see movies that aren't going to continue with those characters? With Superman, it's very controversial because Warner Brothers has clearly stated like they don't care about certain parts of their fan base. I do honestly think it actually will make over $700 million because so many people have talked about it that people will want to see how good or bad it is so that they can talk about it on the internet. Because
yeah, I think that curiosity is a big thing right now for that movie, for sure.
You could definitely get just like a bump from the fact that it is going to be like a contentious thing to like see, especially just like, I think superhero like movies in general are struggling. I think it's not even just DC. I mean, you make a good point about the recent DC films, but even Marvel's not hitting like it used to. Most general audiences just view it as like a block superhero movie type thing. And they're kind of burned out. And so they need something very special to make them think this is going to be different. It's not going to just be more kind of what Marvel's become or just like how bad the DCU had, you know, become. If I had to bet, though, like I actually had a conversation with a friend yesterday. I said, if I had to bet between like almost no films making over $1 billion next year or like 5+ films making over $1 billion, I'd almost bet like no film. So I think it might just make 700. I think next year is gonna be a bad year for a lot of films, even like Fantastic Four. Sorry, this year.
This year.
Right. What you think, Shane?
A little bit the same. It's funny. I feel like every time that I end up on your show, the conversation somehow deviates into burnout. A box office, which, you know, I love to, you know, be rude about that sometimes. But I also just the burnout. I think of it like this, like when the Guardians of the Galaxy came out and it was like a whole new spark. Obviously, I guess that was partly James Gunn, talking about him, I guess. But when that movie came out, like gave a whole new spark to the superhero movies because we're like, yo, like this is different. They're like changing up. And of course, this is like when everything's starting to come together in the movies and stuff. I say all that to say the only way that I see something like that, I don't see this movie doing $700 million. There's no way in my head, not to bury the lead. I don't see it doing that. just because, you know, it being a little bit different. Excuse me. The movie looks cool. The trailer looks cool. But I don't think it being a little bit different is going to change how many people pull up and go see the movie. I think you're probably going to have great numbers. It's kind of like when you see somebody like, I don't know, pick a music artist who's like, they're an A-tier artist, but they're not like that super tier art, like a Taylor Swift numbers. Like, you can't touch those numbers. We'll get to that later, I guess. But to me, like, the reason why Endgame and Avengers did as well as they did, in my opinion, is because they brought so many people there and it was a success. How do you get that many? I don't know. I feel like I'm going on a tangent as well, but I just don't see those numbers because the planets aren't aligning. They're not going to align enough for that to happen. I don't know. I could be wrong. I sound like a super negative hater, but $700 million.
No, you 100% do not. You're clearly stating why you're backing up.
It's their first step. You know, if we go back to the beginnings of the MCU, they had several films that were making four or less, $400 million, $300 million. I think the first Captain America film made like $400 million. And that wasn't viewed as a failure at the time. I mean, it all depends on
it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The music industry, when it comes to rap music, they had 50 Cent and Kanye West fighting over record sales. And nobody really cared about that in rap music until people made it a thing. We started being like, oh, man, if you're not making $500 million, your movie must be kind of mid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that goes broader than comic book movies, obviously. But we've kind of done that to ourselves, I guess, over the years. You know, we could have a bigger conversation about that. But just because you don't make $700 million doesn't mean it couldn't be the spark of something that's incredible for, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, which did do really well. But it was a spark of something that carried on for a little while, you know.
And I think you just nailed it, Shane. I really do. That's the most important thing, not what this film makes at the box office, even though, I mean, that matters to Warner Brothers, but it just matters like how good of a film. This film needs to be one of the best comic book movies of all time in order for them to proceed for the next 10 years and make their own world like the MCU has done. It's going to have to be, like, no pressure, James Gunn, but this movie's going to have to really knock it out of the park.
I'm liking it. I also like how we connected the Kanye and 50 Cent to the comic book genre. So that's awesome. For me, man, there's no way it's going to get over 700. I just don't see it happening. I think there's a lot of interest. And to be completely honest, I think the movie industry in general is like losing a lot of the folks that I call out the original dorks that used to like all this stuff, that got into it, that liked comics before they were cool. I just think we're moving away so far from that core audience that it's hard for me to say that, oh yeah, this one's going to nail it. I will say that a good $300 million might be just for people curious to see how Jordan's haircut, I mean, sorry, Gardner's haircut in the film. I'm going to say I'm a fan of bowl haircuts, but I'm not good. I'll see how he can pull it off. I am excited to see the characters in there and how they're reintroducing it. I hit Jonathan up about some like other characters. I think we're over some of these mainstream ones. I know we can debate that one later on, Jonathan. But, you know, the Metamorpho character as a whole, I think there's a lot of excitement from the core folks that would be wanting to watch this well before MCU, before the popularity of this. But coming off Jonathan's comments about the DC movies that came out, you had to bring up Aquaman. You already know how I feel about that, which is he turned into Jason Momoa, who swims, as opposed to Aquaman. And nothing to do with hair color or anything else or tattoos. Just it flips so much on what the purists know for what it could be and what we've gotten in the past. So,
and that's one thing that I think that James Gunn is aware of. And he, you know, he sees that. And I think that he's going to be very faithful to the source material. We can see just from this trailer, there's a lot. I mean, you know, Mr. Terrific's in there. Crypto. He's bringing back Crypto, which I have mixed feelings about that. I think it could be cheesy, but the more and more I see reactions to Crypto being in the film and, you know, how everyone else feels about it, it makes me be a little more optimistic. Well,
if I could say, also, this is one of the things I was going to point out almost as a negative thing, but I don't mean it as a negative thing. It's just, it sounds negative, but kids, typically, it seems right now, there's not a bunch of them that are just really want to be Superman. You know what I'm saying? And that does drive a lot with the box office when you can get the heat. When it's the parents and the kids at the same, I'm not saying that kids aren't going to want to go see the Superman movie, but if I'm being honest, there's a million other things. Back in the day, like when you got the good Superman, when the Avengers stuff was at its peak, kids had Avengers toys in their hands. They wanted to be, or what they wanted to be, saved by Iron Man. I mean, that goes back even to older movies, I imagine, back when Batman and Superman were the top OGs at one point in time. It's like Spider-Man. When Spider-Man's on top, kids want to be Spider-Man. My son's got all kinds of old Spider-Man stuff that's been replaced with new Spider-Man stuff. Spider-Man is him. I'm not saying that you can't have, for us, the world's big enough for all of them. We like to absorb and take it all in. And our kids probably, my son has a Superman toy. But what I was going to say to your point with Crypto, that's the dog, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he brings, oh man, look, mom and the kids saw Crypto, and they saw that little sweet movie that came out not too long ago with Superman and Batman's dog. It brings some of that in, you know, like they might be obviously completely separated, but the kids have been exposed to Crypto the dog more than they have been Superman in the past 10, 15 years. Not necessarily. It depends on who your parents are, I guess, but I know that there's not like these really 30,000 Superman kids shows that are like there is all these other shows that there is. Disney just be spending the money on multimedia, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's definitely potential, you know, for, like I said, when that trailer first came out, the first time that I looked at the trailer, there was a lot of things, but maybe I was just being a negative Nancy, I guess, but I wasn't a fan of the electric guitar, old school John Williams score. In the way it was, it just felt too much like Guardians to me. And then I saw Crypto and I was just thinking in my head, like, yikes, this could go really south really quickly if it's not done right. But then I started seeing more and more reactions, you know, and I'm usually not watching reaction videos on YouTube, but seeing people like tearing up when Crypto came on the screen, like, I guess maybe that influenced my thinking on it a bit. Yeah, I'm rooting for the DCU. I want them to succeed, because I love comic book movies, and we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that it can go. And like I said, that first movie is so crucial. It's got to be perfect.
I was just saying, not to derail anything, I really like y'all's energy, because it's awesome to hear like you guys talking about just it holistically, because you kind of alluded to it earlier. People will get very worried like it's a negative thing, but it's not negative.
Yeah,
it's like we love these things. And the way I always view it is, if you're a sports fan, you talk about your team when it's doing well. You definitely talk about when it's not doing well. And you like to kind of talk to your friends about, like, what do you think next season's going to look like? Is it going to be good? And then if you're wrong, you sit there like, I was wrong. Like, I'm so happy I was wrong. And if you're right, you're like, this is why we need to change the coach type thing. That's just, I think, part of being intensely in this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a subculture, I guess you could call it, online these days. Because I'm not as active now as I used to be on TikTok, but I liked stirring the pot and talking a bit of crap at times. Like, even the new Superman suit, when it first came out, I didn't mind the trunks returning, but like, I just felt like the suit didn't fit him really well. And it looked like hot carpet, you know? And I was talking crap about that online. And there were so many people in the comments like, oh, dude, you hate Superman. And this is like, no, I don't hate Superman. I want this to succeed, but I have concerns. You know, we can definitely talk about these things. And, you know, this is a safe space, everyone.
Yeah. Well, all I can think to myself is just like, because it just opens the broader thing. It's like, whether it is sports or whether it's politics or movies or anything it is you're into, there's people like John who are going to be like, I am not sure how I feel about the fibers in this man's suit. Mm-hmm. And then there's people like me who are like, bro, I do not care about that. I just want to know if the whole movie looks like it's made out of AI, like the trailer does, or, you know, like just all these different. And I'm just like, but I'm there to have I hope it turns out to be a good movie. And I don't let my outer influences of the 50 Cent, Kanye, you know, all that stuff to make it ruin the movie. Because there's another topic that we're going to talk about a little later that I think that I allowed myself to just be frustrated based off of the internet, you know, like, it doesn't matter, but I digress.
Sorry about that.
I think that's when you have to put pause on what you read on the internet and move on.
Yeah.
We'll be looking up what hot carpet looks like, though. So
be careful.
You know what it looks like, man. It just looks thick, like something that I would hate to wear in the summertime. Like, doesn't matter where you are. I think they filmed it in Ohio, but
don't worry. I digress. I'm on my work computer.